It's time for Bruin Buzz here on K1 on a Friday morning. It is June the 27th. We've got Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck on the line with us as we are about to enter the OSSAA mandatory dead period. Summer Pride workouts about 3-4 weeks into them. There'll be a little bit of off period, obviously, due to the dead period. I know football's been to some team camps and some other summer camps going on. So, Coach, even though we're in the doldrums of summer, still somewhat busy time, when we exit out of this, we'll be pretty close to the start of some fall sports practices.
Yeah, Evan, you're right. It's been a good summer and a busy summer. Summer Pride is going very, very well. And then, of course, all the other camps and team camps and different summer competitions that some of our teams take advantage of during the summer, all that's going on. So it's been a really good June. I know coaches and kids are all looking forward to the dead period, and you're right, after that it gets going pretty quickly.
Well, let's talk about Summer Pride a little bit. I did get a chance this week to talk with head football coach Harry Wright, but from the athletic department side of things, obviously it's more than just a football deal. You guys have third graders on up. How have you seen it from your side?
Well, it's been a tremendous turnout. It's something that over the last few summers has really grown, and something that we look forward to, and we get a lot out of it. You know, not only are our older kids getting bigger and stronger and improving their abilities, but also just letting the, as you mentioned, from third graders on up, those kids learn some things, but also just get to know our coaches and our facilities and kind of how that all works, and have some fun while they're doing it. So it's been a really good experience.
We're talking with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck here on Bruin Buzz. Summer Pride's been going on for about 3 weeks, and again, it'll be off starting on, I guess, tomorrow, right, Coach? Explain the OSSAA dead period. We've mentioned it a couple of times and what exactly that means for coaches and student-athletes in the athletic department starting this weekend.
Sure. I think this is our third, maybe fourth year that the association has implemented the dead period. I'm all for it. I think it's a good thing. It always falls starts the Saturday before July the 4th and runs through the Sunday after. So it's 9 days. A mandatory period where our facilities can't be used by school athletes. Our coaches can't have contact with them. Just a mandatory time for everybody to have a little time off. And it certainly is something that we kind of build all our activities around. And I think it's a good thing. It's something that we all look forward to.
Thad Dilbeck on the line with us. Again, that OSSAA dead period starts this weekend. It'll run through the end of next weekend. And there'll be no Summer Pride, no 7-on-7 workouts, no team activities, nothing like that over the course of that time. Let's talk a little bit about football, because a lot of the summer stuff is kind of focused on football. We'll have a Bruin Buzz with head football coach Harry Wright probably coming up during that dead period, maybe next week. I had a chance to talk with him, I think I mentioned a couple of days ago, but from what you've heard, Coach, 7-on-7 stuff, some of the team camps they've been in, and I know they've got some lineman camps coming up, continue on for the football program.
Yeah, certainly they've had some opportunities early in the summer to attend some team camps just after they wrapped up spring football right at the beginning of the summer, and then some 7-on-7 opportunities. You know, that in addition to the work they're putting in just daily during Summer Pride, and that stuff is number one, the competition is fun, the kids enjoy it, the coaches enjoy it. But additionally, you've got every year you're going to have athletes who have improved and have grown, maybe weren't in a starting role, but now look like they're working towards that. So certainly, we see passing league or 7-on-7s an opportunity for quarterbacks and receivers and skilled players to work on their offense and work on their timing. but also just doing it in a competitive format. So something that they enjoy doing. They've been on the road and done some of that. They've hosted some at Custer Stadium. Then you mentioned also lineman camp, you know, lineman camp for all ages and just an opportunity for the big guys to get some work in with some kids from other schools.
Let's talk a little bit about Bartlesville High specific camps. I know that some of those are going on at the high school. And I also wanted to mention the basketball team has been doing some stuff somewhat similar. I know they've been going to some places outside of Bartlesville for some kind of day camps where they'll go and play, you know, six or seven kind of mini games against other teams. And it seems like from talking with Coach Christensen, that's gone pretty well too.
Yeah, I think the basketball, both boys and girls, have been very busy through the month of June. You know, as you mentioned, both boys and girls teams attending some different team camps where they go and spend the night and get to play lots of games versus schools from all over. And then also both teams are involved in some summer league games. I know boys have been playing over in Pryor quite a bit. So just an opportunity for Coach Christensen, you know, new to the new head coach and getting to know his players. And he certainly is excited about what he's seeing and very thankful for the opportunity to get, you know, have a summer like this to get to put the work in. And then Coach Shaw continues to stay busy with his girls and you know, not only the camps where they attended, but just the skills work that they also do in the gym in addition to the summer pride.
Thad Dilbeck on the line with us, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. The other thing that we'll sometimes talk about in the summer is a lot of facility upgrades. Hadn't been so much of that on the athletic side. I know there's probably some usual maintenance stuff, but from talking with you kind of at the beginning of the summer, maybe late spring, not as much, you know, putting in a whole new rack of lights or a new turf or refinishing a whole gym floor or new bleachers or something like that. Obviously, there's been some big projects like the press box several years ago, but not quite as much of that this summer as we've seen the last two or three years.
Yeah, that's accurate. You know, there's nothing what I would consider major. You know, there's no cranes in the sky or anything like that. But you know, we're going to take advantage of every summer to continue to maintain or improve facilities. And you know, this summer we're doing some painting of locker rooms and cleaning up locker rooms. And there's a few locker rooms that we're doing some stuff with lockers, new lockers, and moving old lockers and repurposing them. And certainly some new flooring in some locker rooms. So something that you know, we're always going to, we know that we, you know, we don't want to get behind in the facilities. So certainly something that you know, we're again taking advantage of this summer and doing it, trying to get it all put in before school gets started again.
Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. OSSAA dead period begins this weekend, runs through the following weekend, so 9 days, and most of those Bruin athletes won't be doing any of that summer pride or camps or summer workouts. It should be fun to have some time off, Coach, and we'll catch up with you on the other side.
All right, Evan, thank you very much.